So welcome everyone to our ordination ceremony, and thank you for being here. I am Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. At Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we always do is we join with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of two beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God. Today, we have with us the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses for today's two ministerial candidates. Also, we have live a group at Mayor Taylor's Unity Church, and they are also with us, and we're excited to have all of you. It is now my privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor alphabetically by first name. So we have Laura Pierluisi and Mayor Taylor. Laura and Mayor, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Today, we witness and celebrate something that has always been true. You are a minister of God. Not by title alone, but by your living example of willingness, forgiveness, being open to a change in perception, to see things differently, to see things with love. You have said yes over and over again to the sacred life, not in perfection, but in devotion. You have walked through shadow thoughts with honesty, and you have emerged each time with more light, peace, and joy to share. Your desire and decision to be mindful, to be still, to go within, to listen, to choose love, has made you a beacon of healing for others. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of connecting with and connecting with their own inner light. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and a recognition of your commitment to the path of awakening. We honor your calling, not as a future role, but as your true identity now. Each of you is a way shower and a role model. Your willingness has paved the way, and your ministry will continue to unfold through every kind word, every healed thought, and every act of love you offer. And now, Reverends Lorendi Rue and Reverend Deb Fee will read a quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he is chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
Reverend Kathy Silver
will now share the following from A Course in Miracles text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for help, you think of it in this way: I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
From chapter 6 in A Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Colleen Fee, Reverend Lorendi Ruse, and Reverend Charlotte Carey will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning, that is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for this is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love and learn that love is yours.
And now the candidates will
speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And so please repeat after me, and we're on the phone, and so it will sound a little bit funny, but it is beautiful to hear together these words. So Laura and Mayor, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light minister.
As a Pathways of Light minister.
I freely choose.
I freely choose
to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
To follow Holy Spirit's lead.
To follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I am willing to go within.
I am willing to go within.
I am willing to go within.
Listen and be guided by Spirit.
Listen
and be guided by Spirit.
It is a blessing to be a part of the awakening.
It is a blessing.
It is a blessing to be a part of the awakening.
By being a light in this world.
By being a light in this world.
And to help others to go within.
And to help others go within.
To go within.
And access their own inner wisdom.
And access their own
inner wisdom.
Thank you, Laura and Mayor. Now please put your phone back on mute.
Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a few moments to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. And now we'll share some more quotes from A Course in Miracles. Reverend Kathy Silva and Reverend Colleen Fee, a quote from page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing. Careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group.
Laura, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination and about the opportunity of being ordained ministerial counselor means to you. Please take yourself off of mute.
Okay, thank you. Well, the deepest feeling that I have received has been that I've gone through this course, that I listened and I followed and received Holy Spirit's guidance throughout the course. And the wonderful, even though sometimes challenging, they always prove to be wonderful, wonderful lessons that have left me more open-hearted and open-minded, more playful and relaxed. And I'm so grateful for this process and to share this process, to share this this love, this light that is more clear than ever before, having gone through this, and also for having the companions through this process. Pathways of Life has really shown me nothing but love and support every step of the way, has helped to erase this fear and unworthiness that I felt that I couldn't even receive this love. And here I am receiving it, knowing it, and feeling it, and extending it. And that is a gift beyond a gift. Going through the first three steps with Robin, I mean, wow, her presence and her guidance and her love every step of the way for me was crucial in keeping me on course. It really was. And not only Robin's, but my friend and then roommate at the time. I went through parts 1 through 3. We were roommates, and Stephen held such a reflection of love and support that I would not find myself. I honestly, there were many times that I didn't think myself worthy enough to finish. And I have a great gratitude for that. So going through this course, we'll with step 4 with Deborah Joy and Lorendi and Mayor, like another beautiful companion. I just feel like my hand was held throughout this course. and my trust in the Holy Spirit and my willingness to let go and let God has become priceless. It's just priceless. It's so beautiful.
Hi, Rochelle.
I'm so grateful to be here, and I hear the party in the background.
Alarm went off, and I forgot I was doing mayor's things afternoon.
It's in my
hearing.
This is wonderful. I just want to thank you all so very much from the bottom of my heart, from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you, Laura. That was beautiful, your sharing, and it sounds like you have some others joining you to celebrate, which is awesome. Okay, Mayor, can you please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor means to you? Please take yourself off of mute.
Yes, thank you. Well, I too would like to thank all the beloved Pathways of Light ministers that have brought me to this point, those present and even those who may not be present. I'd also like to take a moment for thanking my Course in Miracles folks here at Unity of Richmond in particular, and all the congregants that support me to help me share this. I would like you to know why I want to become an ordained ministerial counselor. When I look within, I notice something I think many of us experience, a kind of wall. It's like a cloud that separates me from my own deeper self, from spirit. And in that wall, I've come to recognize different parts of me. There's a young part that believes she's supposed to have everything figured out on her own. And honestly, that's not her job. She's a child part. She can feel, she can care. She often carries a great deal of fear. She's not meant to carry the weight of figuring everything out. And then there's another part, a critical voice that asks, who do you think you are to do this, to be an ordained ministerial counselor? And that part tries to keep me small, to protect me from being seen or judged. It wants me to listen more to fear than to spirit. And there's also a very old protective part that still lives in me. It's a part that gets anxious and shuts down all at the same time. When it's activated, my mind can go blank. I disconnect. And in the past, that used to keep me safe. But I've learned something important. Those parts are not who I am. They are just parts. Who I am at the core is not a part. Who I am, who we all are. Regardless of what parts we have, is self with a capital S. Our hurting parts are just clouds, and clouds can clear. Through my own inner work, I've experienced what happens when they do. There's a sense of calm, peace, and easier breath. A centeredness, a release of what I no longer need. And in that space, I reconnect with something deeper, with inner wisdom, with self, with spirit, with God, which is beyond all names. And in that clarity, something beautiful happens. I remember that I am not separate. I remember connection. I remember oneness. And that is why I want to become an ordained ministerial counselor, because I want to help others have that same experience. I want to support people move through their own clouds to gently see their fears, their protective parts, their doubts, and not be ruled by them. I want to support us all reconnect with Spirit, with that deeper inner knowing that we are not alone. We are held, we are whole, and we are home. To me, this work is about love, as Pathways of Light says, simple, uncomplicated love. It's about being that love and extending it to others. And in teaching it, I deepen my own understanding of it. Becoming a ministerial counselor isn't just something I want to do. It's a structure that supports who I want to know myself to be. It keeps me aligned with remembering instead of forgetting, with connection instead of separation. And as I live from that place, I feel more at ease. My body is calmer. My emotions are more centered. And though my ego and my parts don't have all the answers, there's a deeper knowing that in the experience of oneness, we all do. And the answer is love. I used to struggle with that phrase, God is good all the time, but more and more I'm beginning to feel the truth of it, not just as an idea, but as a lived experience. And I want to help others feel that too. I want to be still and know. And that's why I want to be an ordained ministerial counselor. Light and love to everyone. Namaste. And so it is.
Thank you, Mayor, for that inspiring sharing. That was beautiful. And I'm sending a big hug to both Laura and Mayor for your heartfelt sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. And now, Reverend Charlotte Carey, Reverend Robin Singler, and Reverend Deb Fee will share from the Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you. And all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness. For you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
And now we will begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed and guests have shared. Thank you very much. So we'll begin with Laura Pierre Luessi will be anointed by Reverend Robin Singler.
Laura, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Laura, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Dearest Laura, all of the Ascended Masters light beings, angels, all of God's helpers are gathered around you now, smiling, arms and wings extended, rejoicing in celebration and gratitude with you. Heaven itself congratulates you now. Your journey of diligence, faithfulness, and trust is a beautiful and much-needed demonstration in the world of dreams, and you are truly blessed as a precious child of God. The Lord himself shines upon you and through you as you continue your journey of awakening, and as you enter into a deeper practice of service to your brothers and sisters, whom are all blessed by you eternally. Thank you for your service to the awakening. You are so loved, loving, lovable, and worthy of all of the gifts of God. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Laura Pierluisi.
And now, Mayor Taylor
will be anointed by Reverend Kathy Silva.
Beloved Mayor, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Mayor, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And before we gathered, I asked Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And the sharing is a reinforcement of all that you have shared, which shows us that we are fully connected as one. You are indeed held, whole, and home. You are a blessing and a light to all who you encounter and all who encounter you. You have a brilliant ability and commitment to getting to the heart of the matter and getting to the hearts of all that you join with. Your commitment to the oneness, the awareness of oneness, the awareness of love is extraordinary. And you have shown that you are willing and open to look beyond any apparent illusions of separation or any blocks, so that you may experience it and you may join it and you may see one another. You can see all in the light. There is a tendency, as with many, to question the ability and the preparedness for your ministry. Remember, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be perfect at seeing the others, seeing one another as one in the light. All you need to do is perfectly practice that, as you so brilliantly do. Simply stay connected and committed to your practice and return to love's awareness whenever you become aware that there is anything in the way. You have shown that you have that ability. You don't need to worry, because all that you need will be given you. You've shown through your expertise and your experience thus far, that you are of help to others. And your ministry with Pathways of Light, your ministry with love, is simply an expansion of that. And you will move forward with grace and love. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Mayor Taylor.
And now we invite any of the guests present to share. You please say your name before you share, and then say complete so we know you are finished sharing. Remember to please take yourself off of mute. And I think I feel guided that let's start with anyone who's calling in on the phone to do sharing. And then I believe at Mayor's Church, they're going to pass around a microphone for people present. So anyone who is on the phone right now, please take yourself off of mute. And we'd love to hear from everybody. This is a love fest time. So who would like to share something?
Stephen, I would be honored to share something. I'll start. I can
hear you. Yes, we hear you. Go right ahead. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I've been an honored friend for almost 20 years, and I've been able to witness Laura's spirit as it spiritually danced with different practices and with her special friend Dion, who's now passed, and whose spirit she sees and feels all the time too, and who's supporting her and is in happiness now. And I think Laura is more than prepared to do a beautiful, wonderful sharing of spirit with the rest of her life for everyone she touches. And of course, I know she has an interest with people in hospice too. So I'm happy to be here. I see myself as a cheerleader who's in awe. Thank you all. I'm done. I conclude.
Thank you, Stephen. Who would like to share next?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Genevieve Amos. I am Mayor's sister, and Brooke, her niece. We're really happy for Mayor. This is just the next chapter in her life, and she will continue helping others in a way, embracing them and helping them go from who they are into more love. That concludes.
And anyone else, you can just start to share. Well, I'll share next, and everybody please make sure you're on mute. I'm hearing some background. So this is Deborah Joy, and I just want to share what a blessing, such a blessing to have had time with Laura and Mayor. Both are so committed, and I'm just so joyful. My heart is so full. I know both of them are just beautiful shining lights, and they're just going to keep shining and be a light and love and help to everyone they encounter. They're just filled with joy. And so I'm very grateful that I had this time with you, Laura, and with you, Mayor. I'm complete.
Thank you, Deborah. This is Reverend Colleen.
I
your Colleen.
Who would like to go next? Yeah, this is Reverend Colleen. Thank you very much. I just am thrilled to be a part of this ordination today. I just really love the sharings by Laura and Mayor. And I want to welcome you to a family of light workers, way showers, ministers. Pathways of Light has been a beacon of love and peace in teaching us how to follow the Holy Spirit for a very long time. And I just welcome you to our community, to the love that we share for each other. There are so many calls and times when all of us share and study together. I encourage you to, find all the information and tools that we have available and for your future, students. We love you all, and it's just really a privilege to be a part of this. So welcome to the family. Welcome to the light. And this circle of energy that is infinite. Thank you all. I'm complete.
This is Rev Robin Singler. I just want to express to you, Laura, first of all, what a gift it's been to facilitate you and to get to know you as a mighty companion on this journey, to meet you through being your facilitator, but also knowing you as just a beautiful, mighty companion on this journey. You have brought me blessings that I can't really speak to. I can't, my heart is so full, and I have just tears of joy in my eyes watching your journey and being in communication and in fellowship and companionship with such a beautiful, beautiful woman and a beautiful angel who knows in her heart that she belongs to God and that this life is purposeful. And I just thank you for your sense of humor and your lightheartedness. And I thank you for your friendship. And just thank you for you. Thank you for the gifts that you've brought me. You've blessed me. And I just wanted to make sure that you heard me say that. I know you know that, but I'd like to say it anyway. And I love that you're joining the Zoom sessions that I host. Just all of the ways that you're showing up and plugging in and continuing to learn and grow and joining with others in order to do so. I just love you so much. And also I will say to Mayor, I joined with Mayor during our Step 4 training, during the Accessing Inner Wisdom counseling process. We were joined together for that. And I do want to express to you the blessings that you have given me as well. The session that you facilitated for me is still in process. Spirit is taking me on a very deep dive into my mind, into areas that have needed healing. And your presence there is part of that. And so I give you my deepest gratitude and my honoring for your presence and your participation in this unfolding and healing process. I love you, and I'm complete.
This is Mary.
This is Reverend Lorendi Ruth. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Lorendi. It's okay.
Oh, no. Reverend Mary, always happy to hear from you first.
Okay. Well, my dear Laura, Emery, and Mayor, I'm sorry. We had the privilege of being able to hear both of you share with at the opening of the Accessing Inner Wisdom Counseling course. And both of you just warmed our hearts. And we were just loving that that you were brought to Pathways, and that we can be together and awaken together and find the joys of Holy Spirit helping us awaken as we teach others to awaken. Holy Spirit is our best friend, and both of you have shown that this is true for both of you. Robert and I just looked at each other and smiled, and just it was just one of the happiest days we've had of just hearing both of you sharing and knowing that the Holy Spirit brings to everyone to the journey that is perfect for them. And we're just thrilled that we can journey together. And we love you both so much and hope to have a long connection with you both. Bye for now.
Thank you, Reverend Mary. So, Lorendi Roos here. Lara and Merritt, has been such a privilege to walk beside you over the last few weeks as you have taken this next step, not the final step, the next step in your ministry and your acceptance of the truth of who you are. And I was reviewing a lesson in Course in Miracles today. The Holy Spirit looks through me today. And I was just so reminded of how I saw Holy Spirit working through you over the last few weeks as you embraced and sometimes struggled with as you worked through your understanding of your continuation of your place as a ministerial counselor. And just want to express my gratitude and encouragement that Christ has asked for us to be his eyes and his heart and his hands and his feet. And I see so much desire and willingness and capability for you. And I really look forward to continuing to follow your journey. And I am complete.
And this is Robert Stolting. And I'm just so grateful for you, Nora and Mayor, that you have followed the guidance of the Spirit within you and let your light shine. It shines brightly, and your light goes before you and lights your way, no matter whether you think you know where you're going or not, because if you follow the Spirit, you're going in the right direction. And sometimes it's not clear where it's taking you, but it's always a blessing. And I feel grateful that we get the opportunity to walk with you on this journey. I'm done.
Is there anyone else that is on the phone that would like to share before we go to the group at Unity? Anyone else? Okay, so Mayor, we now hand this over to your group at Unity if there's anybody there who would like to share. Thank you.
This is Valerie. I'm Mayor's wife, and I would like to say a few words because as one who has witnessed firsthand the incredible growth and transformation and opening, heart opening, that Mayor has achieved. She decided to become an ordained minister in Pathways of Light. She stated her intention. She followed through with her commitment, taking action and doing her classwork, and all along the way facing whatever came up to be healed and revealed. Because sometimes as those of us who are on this path probably know it, sometimes it kicks our butt. That happens when we make a commitment to our growth and we begin our personal work. And the minute you say yes, the road rises, though, to meet you. And there can be challenges, but those challenges only serve as our highest and best growth and opening into who we really are. And so she stuck to it. She stuck with it. She's still always learning and growing and committed to that. And I know that you will help and facilitate others in such a beautiful way with your ministry. See if there's anything else I left out. I just want you to know how proud I am of you and how wonderful it's been to be on this journey with you. As the days that we, mornings we get together and we read the daily message of the Course in Miracles, our discussions and questions have just brought us to a deeper understanding. And I've just really appreciated the wisdom that has come from you, that has blessed me. And I want to congratulate you on a job well done. And this is just the beginning.
Do you have some other people who would like to share?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Barbara. And, Mayor, I am so glad that you answered the call. I had just a little bit of this journey with you through A Course in Miracles. And I think we kind of walked a little dim places, and then all of a sudden, our light went off. And it's been such a blessing to be on this journey with you. I look so forward to see what you're going to do. And I know it's going to work right here in Unity. God bless. I'm done.
Is there someone else who would like to share? You can just follow right along.
If there's a microphone, I will speak into it. Rob Jones on the board as of recently, Unity of Richmond, but a long time congregant. And every time Mayor has shared, every time she has stood up, every time she dances in the aisle, she makes us just a little bit lighter, opens our hearts a little bit more. We cannot wait to see what comes next. Thank you so much.
Who would like to share next? And we'll clap all at once at the end. Is there someone else who'd like to share?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Laurie Walker. I'm a longtime congregant, and I think I'm like Rob. If there's a microphone, I guess it'll find me. Mayor, sometimes your light is so much, it's kind of blinding. Wait a minute. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in that you are so full of light and love. It is just wonderful to see. And you have a smile that will light up every room that you go into. You have an, what's the word I'm looking for? An inimitable, you have a very unique style. And I just think that this is amazing for you. And I know how hard it is when you're working and trying to do coursework and all of the projects and everything else. And so congratulations for finishing it, for honoring your commitment. And I know you're going to do awesome things.
Oh, thank you. My name is Doris Moore, and I'm a 30-year member of Unity of Richmond. And ever since Mayor arrived, she has just done wonderful things here, and getting to know her has been amazing. And I am so excited. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I am really so excited to experience the next chapter. Thank you, Mayor.
Hi, my name is Mary Beth Holtzman, and I'm a longtime member of this church, and I'm on the board, and I just want to share so much gratitude for Mayor for sharing your authenticity. We've been in some groups together that were somewhat challenging at times, and you were such a light, and you shared your love, you shared your compassion, you brought us through it, and just like everyone has said, your joy and who you are, you've been a minister all along, so this is just, you know, making it official. So I'm just so grateful for you, for your friendship and love and who you are. Thank you.
You go, Ronnie.
My name is Ronnie. I've been a member of this church for 27 years, and Mary is my prayer chaplain. And before she was that, she helped me through some other things in my life as a counselor. And I've always been so grateful for your presence here, and your spirit is most amazing. And I just love you, and I just wanted to say congratulations.
Hi, Lana Larson, longtime member as well. I remember when we were interviewing Valerie for the position here, and she said, you can't expect that my spouse is going to be here all the time, that that's not their job. I'm really, really glad she was wrong. because Mayor, you did. You did say that. Because, Mayor, you are like joy overflowing, and I know about your struggles also and your imperfections, as you said, which is actually perfect for all of us. And I've really enjoyed doing A Course in Miracles with you, and I've enjoyed your bouncy, trouncy Tigger nature and all of that, so thank you.
Sure thing. Hello. Excuse me. This is Stephen Ryan. I'm a congregant at Unity Richmond since 2008. And, of course, I've had the privileged pleasure of seeing Mayor unfold and reinvent herself and thrive and shine her light even brighter than before as she's embraced these teachings. And because, as many know, Mayor, even prior to A Course in Miracle Studies, is a career therapist. In class together, I would often single her out. Well, Mayor, being a therapist, how does that lesson make you feel? And here we are today. She has embraced the growth and the expansion, and being that there's kind of a continual message of giving of oneself and service, I just don't see how she cannot receive the kingdom of heaven here and now and send it back, send it out, multiplied to return so she can give some more, receive some more, and give some more. It's been wonderful seeing your journey there. Thank you for the privilege.
Good afternoon. My name is Robin Moore. Mayor, I keep saying Reverend, but Robin Moore. And Mayor, I just want to congratulate you for being willing to step outside of your comfort zone and to just allow God to move in you and allow you to just further express your exuberance, your joy, your smile, your uniqueness, and just being good with all that you are. This is definitely a privilege and an honor to stand as a witness for you, for you becoming a minister, an ordained minister. I truly, truly appreciate the gift that you're bringing to us and just look forward to see how amazing and marvelous this gift unfolds. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marcy, and Mary just came to Unity one day, happy and smiling and cute and bouncy. I mean, just always joyful. You are always, always joyful. You have such a strong connection to social justice, but the way that you present that is always in such a loving way. And I really admire that about you, and I really respect you so much on so many different levels, and I'm so glad that you're with us, and congratulations.
Well, ditto what everyone else said. I'm Bernice Baker, and what I have to say is that I couldn't sit. And not say how much joy you bring to me. Thank you so much. And I celebrate you.
Laura Bonicelli. Hi, my name is Laura, and I've been mayor for over 30 years, friends, roommate, over everything. And I'm very proud of you. And for over 30 years, you've been on a journey for peace, for self-love, acceptance. And I've watched through the struggles, through the ease, sometimes easy, sometimes rough. But you also taught me that light and darkness are one. And they work together. Yeah, they work together to teach you, you know, self-love and growth and everything else. So, and I'm just really proud of you that you've gone full circle. Love you.
I think that concludes everyone here at Unity of Richmond. Thank you.
Okay, well, that was really beautiful. I'm so glad to hear all these loving words from all of you at Unity. And again, we here at Pathways are just truly blessed. We have two beautiful souls. We have Laura and Mayor, and they came through the final step four together. And I know they have just been wonderful companions to each other. And so we are so grateful that we have both Laura's light shining brighter in the world and Mayor's light shining brighter in the world. We're happy that they're part of our Pathways of Light community. And so now I would like for everyone, whether you're on the phone or at Unity, let's all take ourselves off of mute, and we're going to celebrate Laura and Mayor. So everyone who's on the phone, please come off mute. And here we go. Let's celebrate. Yay! Yay, Mayor!
Happy day!
Congratulations!
Thank you, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, so beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so to our new Pathways of Light ministers, we see a radiant ministry will flow through you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing that we've had today, both from Laura and Mayor and all the guests present. Thank you, everyone, for attending today. And I know at Unity, you guys have a little party to go to, and it sounds like Laura has one too at her place. So have a happy day, everybody.
Go in peace, go in joy, and go in God. This now concludes our ceremony, and you may hang up now. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you, Laura, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.